Beth in Illinois is on the line with a question about tiles. What can we do for you today?
Hey, I got a great deal on some porcelain tile, and the measurements are 4 by 28, I believe. So I bought like four skids of it. I have some rental property, so I was going to take up the carpet and put that down. Actually, okay. I'm not quite ready, but I do have to have it delivered. And I want to know if it's okay to leave it sit outside with a tarp on it, if the weather would be okay. It is porcelain, though, and it is in the actual, on the pallets that they, you know, will deliver it on.
I think as long as you keep it covered and out of the weather as much as possible, I don't really see anything bad happening to it. I guess if you got water or snow in there and they got wet, they could expand and start to crack.
But and then freeze
dry,
and crack.
Yeah, freeze and crack. But if you keep them dry, I don't see why
do
you
the best
keep
I can to keep it dry, and then I can use them in a month or so. I mean,
sure.
60 cents a square foot. I mean, what a deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Yeah, that's a great deal.
And you want to, you know, you're in an area that might see some snow, so you want to make sure that if it does snow, it doesn't get underneath, or if there's a lot of rain, it doesn't kick up underneath.
Uh-huh. So as long as I keep it somewhat dry and, you know, the tarp down, I'll be safe for the, you know, a month or so.
I think so. And just remember that when you are ready to install it, bring them inside, get it all to be room temperature, because you don't want to have, you know, the floor surface, the subfloor being warm, the tile being cold. You may have some issues with adhesion.
Right. And so concrete floor, as long as I scrape the carpet and the padding up and get the glue up the best I can put it right on the concrete. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
yeah.
As long as you floor.
Just remember that you have long tiles. You said they were 20-something inches long. You know, they're not going to bend. So you have to have a good, totally flat surface there. If you have any looseness under that, they will crack.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And when you go down, like, the hallway, do you think I should, and I know this one question led to another, but should you go straight or from side to side?
Well, I don't know. Leslie, what do you think? You're the decorator. These are 4 by 20-something, so they're almost hardwood floor-like strips, except they're porcelain tile.
I mean, I usually, if something is in plank style, I make sure that I run the length of the plank along the longest run of the room.
Okay.
This way it makes that hallway seem longer and, you know, more uniform.
Oh,
if you're going side to side, you're just going to see a whole bunch of, like, staggered seams.
Right.
You know, this way it looks like almost like a wood floor.
Yeah.
Like a plank.
Yeah, I think that is a great idea. Okay, well, I appreciate your help. I knew you'd have the answer for me. I listen to you guys all the time.
All right, well, good. So glad to help you out with that, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.